All right, buckle up for a deep dive. And this one is going to take us to a place you might not even know exists.
Mm.
I'm talking Medjidochan.
Okay.
Specifically, a thread called, let me make sure I get this right, HSG Winterremus. So yesterday, additional 58138.
Sounds intriguing.
You send over some excerpts,
I
and
hope.
I got to tell you, it's wild.
Yeah. What's so wild about it?
What? There are corn cobs.
Corn cobs.
Yeah, as some kind of bizarre motif,
Yeah.
a mysterious figure named MEX,
Yeah.
and enough Homestuck references to make Andrew Hussey blush.
I see. Well, what's interesting right off the bat is that this thread, it really shows what makes Medjidoshin unique, even for an image board.
Oh, okay.
It's not just the anonymity or even, the fact that it's so image heavy.
Right, yeah.
There's this weird mix of camaraderie and, well, how should I put this, brutal honesty.
Yeah, it's like they're best friends one minute, then throwing digital shade the next.
Exactly. And the fact that this was all happening around the holidays, well, it just seems to add another layer of, I don't know, existential angst to the whole thing.
You're right. It's not all like holiday cheer.
No.
There's a lot of talk about disillusionment, people feeling lost.
Yeah.
Even one user mentions having terrible nightmares, which is yikes.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
So before we I guess before we go too deep into like the psychology of all of it,
Sure.
can we back up a bit and maybe break down some Medjidokan
Of
basics?
course, what do you want to know?
Like, I gotta ask, what's with the corn cobs?
Ah, yes, the corn
Is
cobs.
it a Medjidokan thing, or is that specific to this thread?
Well, it seems to be specific to this thread, and even then, it's pretty unusual.
Really?
Oh yeah, the addition in the thread title tells us this is part of an ongoing series of threads,
Okay.
and each one, it seems, has its own theme.
Got it.
But the corn cob, well, that's peculiar even for a community that's known for its absurdist humor. And what's so fascinating is how it evolves throughout the thread. Like
Yeah.
users start modifying the original corn cob image, almost like some kind of collaborative art project.
So it becomes this like weird inside joke, the
Exactly.
symbol of their I guess their shared experience in the thread.
Right, and that's really key to understanding Medjidokan culture. It's all about shared references, inside jokes, this constant back and forth. It creates its own language almost.
Like their own dialect. Speaking
Exactly.
of unique language, can we talk about Emix for a minute?
Sure. What about them?
They seem to be a bit of a, I don't know, like a celebrity in this thread.
Well, MEX is they're definitely a fascinating figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem to have the power to create new threads,
Whoa.
so that gives them a certain authority,
Yeah, for sure.
But their identity, that's completely shrouded in mystery. Some users, they speculate that they're maybe a longtime community member.
Exciting.
Others think they might be a troll, just, messing with everyone.
It's like the Wizard of Oz, but instead of a curtain, it's a wall of internet anonymity.
That's a great analogy. And, that anonymity, it really plays a huge role in how people interact on
I
Medjidokan.
can imagine.
You see a lot of bold statements, harsh criticisms, things people might not say if their real names were attached,
Right, but it also seems like it allows for vulnerability too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like those comments about the holiday nightmares.
Exactly. There's a rawness to the emotions in this thread, a sense that people feel, I don't know, safe enough to let their guard down, even if it's, behind an anonymous username.
But isn't that anonymity, I mean, isn't it kind of a double-edged sword?
In what way?
Well, we see that with the doxing incident, right?
Oh, yes, that's a good point.
One user accidentally reveals personal information, and not just about themselves, but about other people too, just by sharing images with embedded IDs. It's a pretty stark reminder that online privacy, well, it can be pretty fragile, even when you think you're anonymous.
Absolutely, that's a good point.
Yikes. What was the reaction in the thread?
Well, there was immediate condemnation. Other users quickly pointed out the danger and emphasized how important it is to, scrub personal data before sharing anything.
Oh, wow.
It seems like there's a strong awareness of the ethical implications, even in this somewhat chaotic environment.
So it's not just a free-for-all. There
No.
are rules, even if they're unspoken.
Right, and those rules, they're constantly being negotiated and redefined, especially as technology keeps evolving, and the lines between our online and offline lives, well, they get blurrier and blurrier.
Which brings us to the elephant, or maybe I should say the Lucis. in the room.
Mm.
I'm stuck. It's everywhere in this thread.
Well, it's more than just a fandom here. It's like, it's the foundation of their shared language.
Whoa.
Characters, plot points, inside jokes. It all gets woven into their conversations.
So for someone like me, who's only vaguely familiar with Homestuck, I mean, what's the key takeaway here?
Well, Homestuck, with its complex narrative, its vast cast of characters, and its emphasis on online community, it seems to resonate deeply with this group.
I see.
It provides a framework for their interactions, a source of shared symbols and meanings.
So they're like speaking Homestuck as a second language.
You could say that, yeah.
Using it to connect on a deeper level.
Exactly. It goes beyond just liking a story. It's about finding a shared identity within a complex and often confusing world, especially, you know, around a time of year that can really amplify those feelings.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. Mm-hmm. We've got anonymity enabling both vulnerability and conflict, a shared language built on Homestuck, and this mysterious MNX figure kind of pulling the strings from behind the scenes.
It's quite a tapestry, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Where do we go from here?
Well, now that we've laid the groundwork, I think it's time to dig into the psychology of it all.
Oh.
What are these users trying to achieve through their interactions?
Mm.
What needs are they fulfilling? And what does it tell us about online communities, especially in a world where, you know, the digital and the real are becoming more and more intertwined?
Okay, you've definitely piqued my curiosity.
Good.
Let's keep diving deeper into this Mejidokun mystery.
I'm game if you are. You know, one thing that strikes me is how, even amidst all the Homestuck stuff, there's this constant weaving in of other elements of, well, I guess you could call it nerd culture.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Anime references, video game jokes, even like obscure internet memes, it all gets thrown into the mix.
It's like they're creating their own language.
Right, it's like a secret code.
The dialect only the initiated can understand.
Exactly, but it's not just about being part of the in crowd, is it? I think there's got to be a deeper purpose to this constant referencing.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
Well, I think it's about establishing shared ground, reinforcing their connection to the group.
So like when they throw out a quote from, say, some really obscure anime.
Right.
It's not just showing off.
No, it's more like they're signaling, hey, I'm one of you. I get it.
It's like a social bonding ritual.
Yeah, yeah. Like a secret handshake.
But what I find interesting is that even with all this shared interest, they still find plenty to argue about.
Oh, yeah.
Like you'd think that having this common ground would lead to more, harmony.
Right. You'd think so. But no, the thread is full of clashes, disagreements, even outright insults sometimes.
Is that just typical internet behavior, or is there something more specific to this community, you think?
I think it's probably a combination of factors. The anonymity, obviously, that plays a role. It emboldens people to say things they might not otherwise.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also think it's about them trying to find their place within the group.
What do you mean?
Well, these arguments, as harsh as they can be, they're also a way of testing boundaries, asserting their individuality.
I see.
It's almost like a competition to be the wittiest, the most knowledgeable, the most, whatever the thread's current focus is.
So it's not just about being part of the group. It's about standing out within that group.
Exactly. And that can lead to some pretty intense dynamics. You know, you see a lot of one-upmanship, snarky comebacks, attempts to undermine each other's authority.
And sometimes it spills over into real life consequences,
yeah.
Like with the doxing incident.
Right. That's a prime example.
What are the implications of that, do you think? Not just for this thread, but for online communities in general?
Well, I think it's a stark reminder that even in a seemingly anonymous space, actions have consequences. The fact that the community reacted so swiftly and forcefully against the doxing, it suggests that there's an awareness of the ethical line.
Yeah.
Even if it gets blurry at times.
So there's this tension between the desire for anonymity and the need for accountability.
Exactly. And it's something we're all grappling with as our lives become more and more intertwined with the digital world, you know. How do we balance freedom of expression with the responsibility that comes with having a platform, even if it's just a small corner of an image board?
It's a big question.
It is.
And it's not going away anytime soon.
No, not at all. But let's go back to the thread itself for a minute.
Sure.
We've talked about the arguments, the anonymity, the Homestuck obsession.
Right.
But there's also this undercurrent of humor.
Yeah.
Often very dark, very self-deprecating. What do you think the role of humor is in all of this?
Well, I mean, it's got to be a coping mechanism, right?
I think so. Yeah, on one level, it's a way of dealing with the darkness, the disillusionment that comes through in so many of the posts.
It's heavy stuff.
It is, and you see them joking about death, failure, their own misery. It's a way of, I don't know, maybe desensitizing themselves or finding a sense of control in a world that often feels chaotic and unpredictable.
It's like that saying, if I don't laugh, I'll cry.
Exactly. But it's also about bonding, creating a sense of shared experience.
So when they make a joke about being, I don't know, a complete waste of space,
Right.
it's not just a self-deprecating quip. It's an invitation for others to say, me too, I get it.
It's a way of saying, I'm not alone in feeling this way.
Exactly. And that's a powerful thing.
It is, especially for people who might be struggling with feelings of isolation, anxiety, depression, particularly around time of year that's supposed to be about joy and togetherness.
You mentioned that the holiday timing seems to amplify those feelings. Do
Yeah.
you see that reflected in the Threads content?
Absolutely. There's a palpable sense of melancholy, a yearning for something more than the forced cheerfulness that often surrounds the holidays.
Yeah, I get that.
They talk about feeling empty, disillusioned, even dreading the family gatherings that are supposed to be, filled with warmth and connection.
It's like the holiday season is holding a magnifying glass up to
Yeah.
their feelings of loneliness and existential angst.
That's a great way to put it. And in a way, that's what makes this thread so fascinating. It offers this glimpse into the raw, unfiltered thoughts and emotions of people who are grappling with the complexities of life, identity, belonging, all in this digital age.
So amidst all the Homestuck references, the inside jokes, the sometimes brutal humor,
Right.
there's a genuine search for connection, for meaning.
Yes, and that search, it plays out in fascinating ways through their interactions with each other, their obsession with Homestuck, and their constant attempts to unravel the mystery that is MEX.
Speaking of MEX, their role in all this is still a bit of a puzzle, isn't it?
It is. They're like the puppet master of this whole digital drama,
Yeah.
pulling the strings but never fully revealing their
What
face.
do you make of their actions?
It's hard to say for sure. Are they a benevolent force guiding the thread's evolution, making sure it stays true to its chaotic yet strangely endearing spirit? Or are they more of a mischievous trickster, delighting in the chaos, playing on the community's fascination?
Maybe it's a bit of both.
Could be.
Maybe they're just another user like everyone else, trying to find their place, their voice, their meaning in this bizarre little corner of the internet.
And that's what makes this deep dive so compelling. It's not just about decoding the lingo or understanding the mechanics of Mejidokken. It's about exploring the human condition as it unfolds in this strange and wonderful digital landscape.
I'm completely engrossed. This thread is like a window into a world I never knew existed, and it's raising more questions than answers.
And that's the beauty of it, isn't it? It's not about finding neat and tidy conclusions. It's about embracing the ambiguity, the complexity, the messy reality of human interaction in a digital age.
I am ready to delve even deeper. What else can we uncover in this Mejidokken mystery? It's clear this thread, it's not all sunshine and rainbows.
No, not as
There's a
yet.
lot of negativity, a lot of anger, sometimes directed at each other, sometimes even at MEX. Is this just like the nature of anonymous online spaces? Or is there something more specific going on here?
What's interesting is that the negativity, I think, often masks a deeper desire, for connection. These outbursts, the insults, the challenges, it's a way of seeking attention, of trying to, establish a place in the group's hierarchy.
So it's not necessarily about being mean,
No.
it's about being seen,
Right.
being acknowledged
Yeah.
as a valuable member of the community.
Exactly. And in a way, I think it reflects the struggles they're voicing about their offline lives, feeling lost, insignificant, unheard. Those emotions, they can manifest in all sorts of ways. And in this online space, well, sometimes it takes the form of aggression.
But that aggression, I mean it can have real world
But
consequences,
yeah.
like we saw with the doxing incident. Do
Right.
you think that event, I mean, do you think it actually changed the dynamics of the thread?
Well, it certainly highlighted the ethical boundaries, even within a space that that often celebrates pushing those boundaries.
Right.
The community's condemnation of the doxing, I think it suggests a recognition that those lines, well, they exist for a reason.
So it's like a self-regulating system.
Yeah, I think you could say that.
It might push the limits, but they also understand there needs to be some level of accountability.
Exactly. And that's crucial for a community that thrives on anonymity. Without those unspoken rules, that understanding of consequences, the whole thing could very easily descend into chaos.
But amidst all the chaos, the negativity, the Homestuck debates, I mean, some of these could rival a scholarly conference.
Right.
There are also these moments of genuine connection, of empathy.
Yeah, that's true.
Users sharing personal stories, offering supports, expressing concern for each other.
It's quite heartwarming, actually.
It is.
What fascinates me is how those moments, they often emerge organically from the humor, the absurdity, you know? It's like they've created this space where it's okay to be both vulnerable and irreverent.
I see.
Where sharing a deeply personal experience can be followed by, I don't know, some snarky Homestuck meme.
So it's not about fitting into, I guess, neat categories of emotion.
No, not at all.
It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience.
Right. The light and the dark, the silly and the serious.
Precisely. And that's something that I think often gets lost in discussions about online communities.
I agree.
We tend to focus on the extremes, the toxicity or the utopian ideals.
Yeah.
But the reality is, well, the reality is far more nuanced.
It always is.
And this thread, with all its quirks and contradictions, well, it feels like a microcosm of that reality.
A perfect example.
It's messy. It's chaotic.
Sure.
But it's also deeply human.
And I think that's the key takeaway here.
Okay.
This isn't just some random collection of internet chatter. Mm. It's a glimpse into how people are connecting, how they're coping, how they're searching for meaning in a digital age.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that behind the anonymous usernames, the Homestuck avatars, there are real people grappling with real emotions.
Right.
And sometimes they find solace and connection in the most unexpected places.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Medjidoken mysteries, what's the final thought you want to leave our listener with?
I'd say this. The next time you encounter an online community, one that seems strange or confusing, take a moment. Look beyond the surface. Mm. Listen to the voices. Try to understand the language.
Yeah.
You might be surprised by the depth of human experience you find there.
Thanks for joining us on this this journey into the weird and wonderful world of Medjidoken.
It's been my pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep connecting.